Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of April 25th through the 29th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. On net, incoming data last week suggests a weak trajectory heading into the second quarter. Consumer spending was weak, in fact it was flat, but utilities were to blame. Excluding utilities, consumer spending rose 0.2% in March. Spending could pick up as incomes are still rising. Personal income rose nearly 0.5% in March, and incomes were up more than 3% compared to last year, the best reading since September. Durable goods orders advanced in March but didn't make up for the steep February fall. The high dollar, low energy prices, and excess inventories are still weighing on manufacturing. Some of the weights are temporary, so we expect an improvement, but only modestly. The lack of inflation continues to keep the Federal Reserve on the sidelines. They made no interest rate move at last week's meeting. The first quarter came in weak, with GDP growing just 0.5%, and the details were less favorable for growth than we anticipated. Inventories grew by over $60 billion, less than normal, but more than was needed. Although part of the inventory correction is behind us, more is needed and will keep production restrained in the second quarter. Consumer spending is a concern, despite stronger underlying fundamentals. One notable aspect is that energy prices are rising as the dollar is falling. We still expect to see a modest spending rebound in the second quarter. Despite the weak first quarter, prospects for the economy remain solid, and this week's employment report should help support the view that the economy is stronger than the first quarter GDP report alludes to. Last week's data highlight looks at gross domestic product. The weak GDP numbers overstate the weakness in the economy. According to the BEA's first estimate, real GDP rose only 0.5% in the first quarter. Residential investment, local and state government spending, and consumer spending, outside of durable goods, all contributed to growth during the first 3 months. Inventories, exports, and business investment were the key drags on growth. Disposable income rose nearly 3% after rising just over 2% in the fourth quarter. Consumer spending was a main driver of growth, adding 1.3 percentage points to GDP growth. On the international front, the French and Spanish economies grew faster than expected in the first quarter, suggesting greater momentum in the euro area's expansion. Growth in France accelerated to 0.5% in the first quarter from 0.3% in the final quarter of last year. In Spain, GDP increased nearly 1%, maintaining its pace of growth from the previous quarter. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we start with the often-cited ISM Manufacturing Index. The April report will be released on Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern. We look for the index to backtrack from the 51.8 reading of last month, but keep a positive reading above 50. Last month was the first time the index has been above the 50 mark since August 2015. The worst of the manufacturing weakness may be past us, but future growth will be slow and gradual. Also on Monday, we will get the March construction spending report. We look for construction spending to advance nearly 1% after the 0.5% decline seen in February. Non-residential investment remains weak because of energy and new manufacturing facilities. Residential investment has been slowly improving. The public sector has also been on a modest upward trend. April vehicle sales will be released on Tuesday, May 3rd at 4 p.m. We expect sales to improve slightly to 17 million, up from 16 million in March. Auto sales have likely peaked, but should be able to track near $17 million for the remainder of the year. The March international trade figures will be released on Wednesday, May 4th at 8:30 a.m. The trade deficit is expected to have narrowed slightly from the $47 billion reading in February. Both exports and imports rose in February, and that trend is likely to continue. It is too early for the dollar's fall to have a big impact on exports yet. Pricing is keeping import levels restrained on a dollar basis, but the amount of goods moving is still positive. The global economy is doing marginally better, but progress will remain slow. March factory orders were released on Wednesday at 10 a.m. The advanced durable goods report was positive, so factory orders will increase slightly. Manufacturing and business investment remain soft, so progress will be slow. The April ISM non-manufacturing index will also be released on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Job growth and income gains are helping the service sector. On the other hand, gasoline prices are rising again. Fundamentals are there, but consumer spending is lagging, a situation that should improve in coming months. And finally, the closely watched employment report will release April figures on Friday, May 6th at 8:30 a.m. Last month, employment rose by 215,000, and we expect a similar increase in April. The U.S. economy is a jobs machine, and the four-week unemployment claims are at 1970s lows. There is no reason to expect employment growth is faltering. However, the goods-producing segments will continue to be weak as services are now the key growth segment.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.